This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker still believes the door to prosecute former President Trump is still open, even after the Supreme Court today ruled a president holds absolute immunity for official acts. Governor Pritzker says the January 6th insurrection was not an official act, but an attempt to overthrow democracy. Workers in Chicago will now start to accrue at least 10 days of paid leave. That's double what they earned last year. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports the expanded leave policies allow workers to take 5 paid vacation days and 5 paid sick days. The new policy guarantees Chicago workers at least 10 days paid leave each year. Arise Chicago's Adam Cater advocated for this change.
This is raising the bar so we can finally get that car repair, or we can take some time to recharge.
The minimum wage also increases today in Chicago, and issues can be reported to the City Office of Labor Standards. A coalition of groups were back in federal court this morning to work out a plan with Chicago officials regarding demonstrations during the Democratic National Convention. Pro-Palestinian groups want to march closer to the United Center next month, where the convention will take place. The city is offering demonstrators an area 4 miles away from the UC near Grant Park. A judge is expected to have both sides back in court about this in the coming weeks. A new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation shows 1 in 3 Illinois students are chronically absent from school. This means they miss at least 10% of the school year. James Harden is executive director of family and community engagement for the Champaign Unit for School District. That's in central Illinois. And he says school may need to look different than it did in 1910.
Maybe the children are telling us something, we're not listening to them. Maybe they're really telling us what they need. And I'm not just talking one school district. I'm just talking about academics as a whole. Maybe we're not doing a good enough job listening.
Harden says he spends a lot of time talking with parents and students about why kids are skipping school. Loyola Madison is working with a charity to erase about $112 million in medical debt this year for low-income patients. People will get letters in the mail starting this week to let them know their debt is gone. Loyola is in the western suburbs. It's partnering with the nonprofit called Undo Medical Debt and Cook County. The county started erasing debt a couple years ago with federal pandemic relief money. So far, the effort has helped more than 200,000 Cook County residents. Weather, sunny skies today, high in the upper 70s, a little cooler near the lake, and partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s, and Tuesday, partly sunny, windy, and warmer, a high in the mid 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.